KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are sponsored in part by Bosky Home Services. They provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 444-7200 is their phone number. That's 444-7200 or HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosky Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. I'm joined in studio by not only an old veteran of our armed services, retired Colonel, United States Air Force James Quick, but also he's a veteran now of our show. Welcome to ABQ Connect, Colonel.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, and I love what you do. You are working as the president now of Folds of Honor New Mexico. Since 2007, Folds of Honor has carried forth this singular noble mission to provide educational scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. Cool things that you do for people that have served our country.
Well, I think being called upon to help a family is probably a godly thing. Mm. And we're very touched by the opportunity to help people that need our help, to bridge the gap between a family who's suffered a devastating loss or disabling injury to fulfill their educational needs, either the spouse through a college program or the kids that were left behind. So that's our goal, is to make sure nobody gets left behind when education knocks on the door.
Is it different now when a service member leaves their family and goes away and serves? I know that that in and of itself is just a tremendous, even traumatic on a lot of families.
Well, it is. You can imagine there's a lot of separation anxiety. I remember, pardon me, in my own career, which spanned from 64 to 92, being called to go on temporary duty or permanent change of station, either to a war or to a foreign shore assignment, leaving behind a family that's got to assume a normal family life. And fortunately in the military, or at least in the Air Force, from my experience, all the families get together when those things happen. And the support is wonderful. The chaplains on base are big participators in keeping families together and doing things. And it's a difficult time for sure, but it's a time that can that relies a lot on the very strong shoulders of the spouse that's left there to take care of the family. Mm. And, of course, like myself, we would deploy to Vietnam. I fought a couple of tours in Vietnam, and that was a year at a time. And, you know, it's a war, and you don't know if you're coming back. And so when you do, it's a great relief to everybody. And the biggest relief for me was to come home to an intact family that had been well-raised and well-supported by the organization and by the other wives that were in the same situation.
Yeah. And, of course, now it's more prevalent since you served that there's a lot of wives leaving their family, even flying
That's
jets
right.
as you did.
That's right. That was not my experience, but it is now, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So the Folds of Honor Foundation nationally, New Mexico Folds of Honor is like a branch, if you will, of that particular service. And tell us exactly what you do.
Well, we started out not as a chapter, but as a group of volunteers. When I heard about the mission and Dan Rooney, who's now a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force Reserve, I heard about what he was doing. And I thought to myself, and my wife gets a kick out of this when I say it, but fighter pilots can do anything. And he was a fighter pilot, and he started a foundation, and then I knew it had to be a good thing. So I looked into it and went back and visited the foundation and met the people that work there, and they're just totally committed to this mission. And that's the way we look at it. It is actually a mission, and we're doing hand-to-hand combat to make it successful with getting out in the community, fundraising, telling our story. And I was so taken with what they were doing, and the spirit of the organization was just wonderful. So I explained that to some friends of ours. Most of them living up in Placidas, but my kids too, who live here in Albuquerque. We all jumped on board and started knocking on doors for donations for a golf tournament that was being run in support of the Folds. Then we found out that the number of qualified applicants exceeded our ability to support the scholarship requirements. So we were in the red, and we decided when we got that message, we're going to do something bigger. So we became a chapter, and that was a new program starting in the Folds. We applied for it, got it. So we're a New Mexico 501c3 charity here in New Mexico with direct connection to the Folds of Honor nationally. So everything we raise here, we can say safely that it stays here. Mm-hmm. And then whatever is in excess of the scholarship needs in New Mexico that we raise goes to the National Foundation, and then they make sure it is applied in the right manner throughout the United States to other military families.
Lots of financial accountability, really right. Trying to take care of children, families of people that have been lost in war. Now, I can't have this program without talking about the Folds of Honor. An American flag is folded when a service member is deceased or killed in action, and you've seen so many times in movies and portrayals in our own families where a loved one, a spouse, is handed the American flag, which just has to be an absolutely gut-wrenching experience to go through. But then you're honoring the deceased and
absolutely
fallen.
You'll see in the Folds of Honor the number 13 a number of times being used. 13 are the number of folds in the folded flag that's presented to a family member when a burial ceremony is underway, or is for example if I were to pass away and request a military funeral, the VA would support that. There'd be an honor guard, and a folded flag would be presented to my wife. Mm-hmm. And that's just how we do that. Mm-hmm. And, 13 folds of the flag. And a folded burial flag weighs 2.3 pounds, if anybody ever wanted to know. And it's the heaviest weight a widow will ever hold.
Mm. Wow, that is so sad. But you talk about the sadness, then you talk about the appreciation that we do all have for people that serve. We're thankful that you served, and we're intrigued with the stories, but at the same time, we don't sometimes, as we're listening to these stories about war and you fly in F-4s and all of that sounds really kind of sexy, if you will. You left your family for a time. Your wife had to stand on her own and raise your kids, and sometimes we miss thinking about those kinds of things.
We do, because it just goes on. And for example, right now today in the New Mexico National Guard, the last time I checked, and General Nava, the adjutant general, sends out emails periodically letting us know where all of the National Guard troops in the Army are in the world. And the last time I checked, there were 120 of our New Mexico citizen soldiers overseas serving somewhere. Last year, two were killed in action from New Mexico. So That's just something that's there. And these, you know, our military is an all volunteer service. You don't get drafted anymore. I got drafted when I went into the Air Force and stayed because I love flying airplanes and I love the culture and I love the mission, and serving was my middle name. Still is, I guess you could say, because we're still serving those that serve. But Dan Rooney likes to say there's about 500,000 people in uniform that get up every morning, don the uniform, and go out and do what they do for our freedom. And the rest of us get up and put on our polyester and head to work, you know, or stay home and work from the Zoom call or whatever we do.
And what a blessing it is that we get to do that because
that's right.
of them,
that's
because
right.
of their service. You don't just honor veterans that have been lost. You also honor veterans that have been injured. And many times
right.
that might even, in some cases, be, can I say, worse than death, because they can't do the things that they want to do to take care of their own children.
Yep.
And it's difficult. So when you come alongside them, and you help their children and their families get additional education and some things, it really does help the whole family have some hope in life.
That's right, it does. And in one of the previous times we were with you, we brought a Marine Corps captain by the name of Rob Bebo into the studio. And his son, he was commanding a company of Marines in Afghanistan, and his vehicle was blown up by an IED. He was in it, and it rattled his bell pretty severely. He had a lot of injuries, not the least of which was about 10 FL concussions rolled into one. Mm-hmm. You know, so he climbed out of that in very good shape. As a matter of fact, now he is a fully certified medical doctor of Oriental medicine.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at his disability and said, "The VA might consider me 100% disabled," which they do, he said, "but I'm not. I'm going to work. I'm going to do what I can do to give back." And so he's gone into the medical corps and is developing a program to treat PTSD. But we got Jackson, his son. He's been on a scholarship now for 4 years. And then his young daughter last year, because of COVID, it was not an easy time to raise money. We couldn't do our traditional events, big rooms full of people and auctions and those kinds of things that you do at galas, which we had done in the past. So the nationally, Folds was way down in the amount of money that was raised. However, we were able to convince Folds that when Rob's daughter got old enough to go to school and began her Christian schooling, Rob came to me and said, can you help? And I called the Folds, and we worked out where there was a little spare cash in our account that we could provide Folds, that they awarded her a scholarship. Mm-hmm. So when there were no new scholarships, there was one. And we were able to do that for Rob.
Well, and you have a big event. Of course, all of us know the significance of 9/11, September 11th, and it's not a date that any of us will ever forget. But we want to use that date now to draw attention to the men and women that have served. And on September 10th, you're going to have Patriot Day. You're going to have a celebration, a gala here at the Isleta Complex.
That's right.
And tell us all about that.
We're taking over the entire conference center at Isleta, which is huge, and anticipate about 500 people, we hope, come and attend. We have teamed up with Rotary Del Norte, a great group of people whose service above self is their call sign. That's how they operate. And they heard about the Folds of Honor and said, we want you to be joined with us, and we're going to support your event. So they are going to have... we'll probably have about 400 auction items at the gala. And then, excuse me, we'll have a program which is in the works at the present time. We also set up a display, very touching display of all the pictures, names, and histories of the 87 fallen from New Mexico since 9/11. Mm-hmm. And that'll be on display at the gala. And then we haven't really pegged a speaker yet, but usually we have a recipient. Folds of Honor recipient come and speak about their loss and the trip they've had through that process, and then the relief that they find with Folds of Honor stepping up and educating their kids and spouses through college.
You mentioned the challenges of COVID, kind of a catch-up year, if you will, but there's still people that have immediate needs. So everybody listening, they need to know how they can give to New Mexico Folds of Honor.
FoldsofHonor.org. And then you scroll down through, well, you go to the headline on the page that opens up, and it says chapter, scroll down to New Mexico, click on New Mexico, and then it's all there. So FoldsofHonor.org is all you need to know.
So it's a pretty simple process. So yeah. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about your gala and then some fun that you're going to let everybody have playing golf.
Absolutely.
At the Isleta Golf Course. Colonel James Quick, retired United States Air Force, in studio with us. He's the president of Folds of Honor New Mexico. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
So, New Mexico, ready to get together again? Want to see the church in full celebration mode? Well, I have good news for you. Freedom Celebration is back, and we're ready to roll Friday, July 2nd with Bill Wickham.
This is amazing grace.
That's not all. It'll be quite a night, because you'll also be singing Under the Stars with Passion Worship.
Oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, out of the darkness, it's your glory.
It's a Freedom Celebration, 7 p.m., Friday, July 2nd, on the Calvary campus. With Phil Wickham, Passion, and Andrew Ripp. Food trucks and a full fireworks display. And of course, it's free. It's about time to celebrate our freedom. FreedomABQ.org.
Who comes to mind when you think of great godly women? Probably Jesus's mother Mary. Maybe Ruth, the unlikely ancestor of Christ. But what about you? Here's New York Times bestselling author Eric Metaxas.
Clearly, if God created us male and female in his image, it's leaning into who we are as women, if we're women, that is going to show God's greatness.
Discover how the lives of some of the greatest women in history can show you the path to true greatness in your own life as a woman made in God's image. That's what you'll find in this month's inspiring resource, by Eric Metaxas.
In every one of the seven women, I think you see a different side of femininity.
Seven Women is our thank you for your gift of $35 or more today to help connect more people to God's Word. And right now, we'll also send you a special bonus resource, Pastor Skip's six-message CD collection on prominent women from Scripture. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer to give online securely or call 800-922-1888.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 836-5700. That's 836-5700 or indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. Steve Ryman is always gracious. He's the one that introduced us to Colonel James Quick, United States Air Force retired. He is now the president of Folds of Honor, New Mexico. Of course, the Folds of Honor, representing the flag that is handed to, family members when there's a military funeral. And we so much appreciate our men and women in service. So Folds of Honor is honoring families of not only deceased military, people that have served in the military, but also ones who have been injured, and their family members often need help. They need education. They need scholarships. And that's what Folds of Honors does. We were talking about their gala that's going to be happening September 10th. You're going to be on the show. In fact, I asked you before we got going that you might drag Fred Bryant from the Rotary Del Norte on the show, because I want to talk about the Rotary and what the Rotary is doing to help other charities, including yours.
Yeah,
they do
great
some
people.
Great public service to our community.
Great people. Fred is a retired Air Force Command Chief Master Sergeant, which is as high as you can go in the enlisted ranks in the Air Force, mm-hmm. plus a level of command responsibility. He's an amazing guy.
Colonel Quick, I want to make you aware, too. The last time you were on the show, we were broadcasting on KLYT. We're now on 88.3 KLYT. KNKT is our old station. And we go all the way down to Las Cruces. We have a lot of listeners now developing all over the state, and your organization is for them as well.
Well, that's, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did want to bring it up. And New Mexico is not a very well-off, economically speaking, state. We're a poor state. But we always talk about education and the need for it. And this is one way to do that, because these military families that ask for funds for scholarships are generally families in a military setting that are responsible, good parents, good homes. And the problem we're having, and I'm so excited about the outreach your new station's going to have, is because when a disabling injury happens or a death in a family in military service, the families, generally what's left, go home. They go back to a infrastructure, a family structure, where they can get the kind of support they need in that difficult time facing them. And that means in New Mexico, a lot of times these families just kind of drop out. We don't know where they are, and they don't know anything about the Folds. So being able to talk about it on the radio with the outreach that you now have is going to help us a lot, I think, because we're looking for potential qualified recipients we know that are out there, but we really just can't go find them. Mm-hmm. But one way we can is through the radio.
Yeah. Well, and I want people to understand, you can go to the website, which is foldsofhonor.org.
That's it.
And you can page down and click on New Mexico and get right directly in touch, with Colonel Quick and the volunteers that you have here in right Albuquerque. That's another thing I wanted to ask you. Obviously, you need financial contributions primarily to help these families with scholarships. Do you use volunteers and things for other things like your golf tournament?
Oh, absolutely we do. As a matter of fact, volunteers are always welcome in any capacity. One of the things we're really looking for, because we've found that there is a potential for growing the number of events in New Mexico to support the Folds. We're working right now with Colonial Golf Course in Clovis. They would like to host a tournament. Mm. A recipient family mother, her dad was the president of the Clovis City College for 28 years, and he's going to help us. So we've got that going on. Then Ruidoso, on the 2nd of July, they're going to host a two-golf course golf tournament, Alto Lakes and Outlaw, and they're doing it all on their own. We're going down to support them. We'll have Rob Bebo and his family there. We'll rent a house for a couple of days, and go out and provide them with some auction items and things to help raise money. But they just out of the blue wanted to do that. And we would love to encourage the Clovis community to get involved. Not Clovis, but Las Cruces, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And there's a golf course down there that has expressed a little bit of interest. What's the name of it? Gosh, I forgot. Anyway.
Oh, there's several beautiful courses.
There are. It's the northernmost one on the east side of I-25. I want to say Rainmaker, but that's in Rio Doce.
You know what people don't realize about Las Cruces is all the way from Las Cruces proper down to El Paso, that really is that like this one gigantic city. And they have well over a million people all flowing all the way down into, I guess you would call it Texas, but I kind of look at it as just this one gigantic community.
Follows the river.
It does. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful area to live. It's a traditional family area, and I know that a lot of people down there may not only be able to help with supporting your scholarship effort, but they may also be able to recommend some veterans who could use some help.
That's right, and they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. So the key to us is just to get the word out. And I can tell you a story that Dan Rooney told us, the founder of Foles, and it happened in the Atlanta airport to give an example of how these things happen. I didn't wear my pin today. I have a collar pin. It's a folded flag symbol. But I wore my shirt that had my airplane on it. So he was standing in the line to get a cup of coffee at the Atlanta airport, wearing his leather flying jacket and his red T-shirt that said Folds on it. And he felt a tap on his shoulder. He's about the 13th person in line, so he was standing there. And it was this older lady. Dan is probably 47, 48 years old. She was an older motherly type, and she said, "Tell me about your pin." And he did, and the pin represents the folded flag. And she said, "I had no idea an organization like Folds of Honor existed. Let me tell you about my daughter who just lost her husband in Iraq and left three kids behind. And can I have her go to Folds of Honor and see about getting the Christian schooling continued that they were in when he was alive?" Of course, as soon as he was killed, the income went away. She had to go to work. And oftentimes the spouse will go to college on the Folds of Honor. So it all happened. She went online, applied. All of her kids got scholarships. This was a year and a half ago. And mom lives in California. The family is in North Carolina. And she flies back and forth to babysit, basically. So she's there a lot. But she came to Foles. We just had a chapter conference 2 weeks ago in Tulsa. All the chapters came in. And she came, and the mother, the daughter, and the granddaughter were all there. Then they got up and spoke.
What a beautiful thing and a neat testimony.
Not a dry eye, mine included.
Yeah.
It was tough. It was a wonderful story, don't get me wrong. But the loss is always difficult. But when the story continues with the Folds stepping in to relieve the pressure on continuing education, that's what we're all about.
I'm thinking about your wife. I've not met her, but I'm thinking that when you came home from war, she's thinking, "Oh, well, we're going to have time to do all these fun things, and he's going to be here," but you went to work.
Well, service never stops.
Yes. And it sounds like she serves with you.
She does, and she should come in with me to the station and talk, because she gives her perspective on what it's like to see me walk out the door with a parachute bag in one hand and a B4 bag in the other. For people who don't know, that's what you fold your throwaway clothes up in and take them to war. So she's used to seeing that side of me, and I see the grins and the wide open arms when I come home. But so many don't, and that message was never lost on us. And I think of all the messages Folds of Honor puts out, that's the one that we see the clearest of, that knock on the door. As a matter of fact, our last Patriot dinner, we had a video produced that told the story of what happens when there is a knock on the door, with the blue sedan and the Air Force case that rolls up to the curb, and out gets the colonel and the chaplain and the senior enlisted guy, and they come up and knock on the door to give you the worst news you've heard in your whole life.
And I'm sad, but the reality is that that is going to continue to happen. We hope it doesn't happen. We hope it happens less and less, I guess is the way I should phrase it. But You are, and your organization, the Folds of Honor Foundation nationally, and now New Mexico has its chapter.
You are
the president. I want people to understand how you're honoring people that have been disabled and people that have been killed in action. And you really are honoring their families and you're loving on their families.
Absolutely. You just step right into a bad situation with some really good news. And that is that we got your back. We want those kids to go to school and we're there for you. And that's how we look at it. And that's my message at our gala. We got your back.
Well, I want to make sure everybody knows to keep this in mind. We're going to have you back on the show here mid-August to talk about your September 10th Patriot Day Gala. And we're going to also have on September 11th, which, of course, we all know the significance of 9/11. You're going to have a big golf outing.
We are.
Outing.
Isleta is going to host a 27-hole scramble. And we're going to have 144 golfers, we hope. We hope it fills up fast. And we'll have our information on the website soon. It's not there quite yet. Mm. We didn't know whether the governor is going to turn loose and let us do what our plan is to have a gala. And calling it a gala is just not a good – it's a Patriot dinner. Mm. That we changed the name about 3 years ago because after every one of them, we said, isn't there a better term for what we're doing? In a lot of ways, it is a fun time. The event is very memorable. Everybody loves it when it's over with, and we've honored our fallen, and we take 5 minutes on the big screen and flash everybody's picture that's fallen in defense of New Mexico and our nation dying for our freedom.
And you know what our listeners will do with this information? They'll pray for what you're doing. They'll pray for those families. They'll say, God, you know, we need you to help these families and help support scholarships. And it's not hard to give. Tell us your website one more time.
FoldsOfHonor.org. And a prayer is the most powerful thing we can hope to get. Yeah. It moves everything.
Colonel Quick, you're gracious. I wish we had more time, but we always blow through our 30 minutes like a jet, like an F-4. You're familiar with that.
I am. Boom.
Well, do you miss flying?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I could still fly. I wouldn't know how to start an engine on a jet anymore. Somebody'd have to do that for me. But I'm certain at the age of 80, I could get in one of them.
Now, are there any special perks where you could talk somebody into taking you up in one of these newfangled jets? And you may not be able to tell me that, but I just thought that would be cool. Since you already have a little experience and somebody might be able to take you up and you could just go, wow. That's, you know, it's kind of like these newfangled cars they have now. They're so spectacular.
One of the things that as airplanes morphed, from iteration to iteration to what we have now, the ability of the airplane to perform has increased drastically. Mm-hmm. Technological, the glass windows that have the computers behind them and all that kind of stuff's gotten really crazy. But the ability of the airplane to perform has so far gone beyond what the human body ought to go through that I'm gonna have to take a. I'm just gonna turn down the next offer to pull 9 G's. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Well, they got all those fancy suits, but now if I were you, I'd be a landlubber and enjoy what you're doing. And we thank you for your service and all that you're doing now to support the families. Colonel Quick, thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Absolute pleasure for me. Thank you so much.